the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you.
It's time now for Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people incorporate their faith into their everyday lives. The program is underwritten by St. Vincent Health, providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marian University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
You're listening to Faith in Action here on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley, we have a wonderful returning guest today on Faith in Action, Amy Kelscher.
And it's about a subject that's very scary to some people.
It is. It can be. It was to me, that's for sure. Homeschooling. Holy Family Home Educators has a big event coming up shortly, just like right around the corner.
Not too long from now.
Not too long from now. Grab your pen or pencil and write this down. We'll mention it a couple more times, but right off the bat, tell us when the event is going to be and where, and then we'll talk about you.
Wonderful. Well, first of all, the Holy Family Home Educators is teaming up with Marian University this year.
Oh, Marian University.
That's right. They are co-hosting our event, our Catholic Homeschool Conference here in Indianapolis. It is May 15th and 16th. It's 2 days this year. That's new for us. And it starts at 1:30 on Friday, May 15th.
Okay. All right. Right around the corner. We will tell you that a couple more times. But Amy, so that our listeners can get to know you, and if you're veteran listeners, actually, your children have been at the last several radiothons as our cheerleaders and runners. And you've been a guest several times on Faith in Action.
A few.
Okay, so tell us, what side of town do you live on? What parish do you belong to? How many kids? How long have you been married?
No problem. My husband, first of all, I'm Amy Kelscher, and my husband, Michael, and I have been married for 20 years. We have 8 children, and we live on the south side of Indianapolis, and we attend Our Lady of Greenwood.
And I should have said you're an author.
Yes, I actually have 2 books now.
But the first one, I didn't know about the second one.
Yeah, it's not quite printed yet. Okay. My first book is God is Good All the Time.
Yes, All the Time, God is Good.
Yeah, it's all the time. And my second book is called What's My Plan? And that is a Catholic homeschool planner.
Oh, perfect. Okay, What's My Plan? We'll look for that.
Thank you.
And when that comes out, call me. We'll chat about it again.
No problem.
Okay, so Holy Family Educators, first of all, for those people that are listening, this is obviously some sort of homeschool conference that's coming up.
Yes.
Right? Okay. How did you get involved with homeschooling to begin with?
Oh my gosh. Okay. For 1,000 different reasons, I started homeschooling, and I never thought I was going to do that. But you know what? I am passionate about education. I am passionate about people learning, old people, young people, it doesn't matter. Just people wanting to know the truth. And as a homeschooling mom, I get to do what I love for the people I love most every day. I get to teach my children how to know, love, and serve the Lord. I mean, what better life do I have?
Straight out of the catechism. Okay, so, but why homeschool? I mean, because you could be a teacher and you could teach thousands of kids.
Right, but I could teach my kids. And you know what? The catechism says that parents are the first and primary educators of their children in matters of the faith. And I ask people, what is not a matter of the faith? I mean, science is the study of His creation. History is the study of His story. Math is the study of order and logic, something, a gift from God. You know, all of these things, to study literature and to study language is to help us study the Bible, to learn to know our Lord more. And to be able to do that with my children, first of all, I'm teaching myself things that I didn't know. But I also get to pass on this great knowledge that the Lord has given me or given others, because I don't know most things, by the way. But I get to help them do what I'm called to do by my faith, by the catechism.
You know something? You just said something that kind of tickled a nerve with me, because I homeschooled for 6 years.
Yes.
And I remember being so fearful and so intimidated by the thought of homeschooling. And a veteran, dear friend of mine who had been homeschooling for ages, said, you know, MJ, you only have to be a week ahead of your kids in teaching them. And you said something. I learned more during the time homeschooling my children than I ever did in my years of primary, high school, and advanced education. I really, so many tidbits and nuggets that I didn't know. For instance, rain, Jim, I don't know if you know this, but this is a tidbit. I probably have said this before, but do you know the rain that we have on the earth today is the same rain that we had back in Jesus' time, just recycled. Did you know that?
I did.
You did know that?
I did.
Are you fibbing?
No, same rain that fell on dinosaurs, too.
That fell on dinosaurs. I just thought it was like that humidity in the air created new drops like that. Our guest today, Amy Kelscher, we're talking about Holy Family Home Educators.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. You're talking about home educators as, you know, one parent talking to her kids or my kids. Holy Family Educators sounds like an association or group.
Yes.
Okay.
What is that made up of?
Okay. So we always get the question, what about socialization? Well, we homeschool families socialize together as families, not just we send our kids off and do their things together. That happens. But we come together as families. We have a support network with moms and at meeting for moms' nights out. We have family meetings sometimes. And we have group meetings with the whole family gets together. And then, of course, we run our conference in May. So it's a network of different families.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the conference. By the way, you pet peeve of mine, socialization. Oh, my goodness, that was such a pet peeve. Like having five kids or eight kids, you think they're not going to be socialized. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so tell us what kind of things, you said it's a two-day deal.
It's a two-day deal.
Okay, so what kind of things are we going to expect? I mean, can I get materials for next year? Can I, you know, talk with other parents that are there? Is this for first time? Is this for veterans? Tell us.
Okay, all of that, yes. Okay. To answer your question, yes. We have a nationally recognized and known Maureen Whitman coming to speak with us. She has written lots of books. She has an entire school, online school for homeschool, for Catholic homeschool students.
Online.
Okay. It's called Homeschool Connection. So Maureen is going to come there, talk to us about online homeschooling and also about literature. I'm really excited about this particular conference. Not only is it at Marion, not only is it 2 days, but it's, remember I told you, I'm passionate about education. And this conference is focused on helping good, you know, parents who are good teachers become great teachers, and parents who are great teachers become exceptional teachers.
I love that.
We are doing how to use history as the spine of your curriculum, how to incorporate science into your curriculum in a hands-on way, how to teach better. The whole conference is focused on how to teach better. And so even if you don't homeschool, this conference could be for you, because there is curriculum that you can come by for your children. There's books, Catholic books, to help you educate yourself on our faith. But if say you have a child who goes to parochial school or public school, but yet you want to do some things in the summer, come to this conference and you can find curriculum there to help you, you know, help your child in the summertime and also learn how to teach it in a better way. But if you're a homeschool parent, this is going to help push you to the next level of exceptionalism.
Amy, a question that keeps popping into my mind, I can envision someone thinking, gee, I really want to homeschool, but my own education, I don't have an advanced degree, I don't
education.
Have a this or that.
Yeah.
What do you need to teach your, to be a homeschool parent, teacher?
Well, you need kids.
Kids.
You need kids, that's for sure. There are tons of curriculum out there. There are self-guided curriculum for older children. There are online resources to help. There's a lot of places where we network as families where we can help, but there's curriculum that is teacher guided where they can turn the page. It'll tell you what to say, you know, what to do. And then there's other curriculum that is more open-ended than that.
You know, I thought of something when you said you have to have kids. I remember 3 or 4 years into my homeschooling, another parent approached me, loved the idea, loved the model, and asked me if I would homeschool her kids. And I thought, I must have looked at her with a blank stare that was almost insulting, because I thought, you know what, and that's the definition is homeschool, like in your home, in my home. We did network. I mean, we had a science teacher we had this algebra teacher who we networked. Okay. So we used that teacher, 4 or 5 families would use that teacher. But I considered it almost an insult being asked that, to homeschool another family's child. Right. Because to me, and you said it off air, my family was never more closely knit than when I homeschooled my children.
Right.
And to me, that's like a sacred bond. That was absolutely wonderful. But to the parents, to piggyback on Jim's question, who might be fearful of just the idea, the inadequacy, are they going to be on par with our, are they keeping track with what they're supposed to be learning at this age? How do you answer?
You know, at some point, kids have to go on
standardization tests and
have to go on to high school or go on to college. And gee, if they're homeschooled, are they going to be
adequate enough?
I think the research has shown that homeschoolers are outperforming their peers in pretty much every level. And that doesn't mean to say that because you're homeschooled, you're going to be an exceptional child or whatnot. But statistically speaking, homeschoolers are always outperforming.
Repeatedly, yes. Over and above. You know, my kids, I wouldn't say they were geniuses to begin with, but every single one of them, when they went into traditional schools, right, tested a grade, or one of my daughters was three grades up, yes, in math. So, and it's just because you're doing one-on-one, for pity's sake. Okay, let's talk about the event, because I don't want this to get away from us. We have just a couple minutes left. So what event is coming up? What kind of things can we get there? Holy Family Home Educators, when and where?
It is May 15th and 16th, Friday and Saturday, at Marion University. It is starting at 1:30 on Friday. On Saturday, it starts at 7:45. And you can get books, curriculum, you'll hear talks, there's a few classes.
Pre-register for it?
Yeah. Or do you just show up or what?
You can go to hfheindy.com, or you can find us on Facebook at Holy Family Home Educators.
Okay, so it's coming up in just a couple weeks here. Mm-hmm. So if I'm just interested, I haven't stepped, I mean, I'm just dipping my toe in the water, so I could come and have all of my questions answered, right?
I haven't told you the best part, too.
Oh, dear. I love this already.
Although we're Catholic, so we accept donations, it's a free event, so you are welcome to show up. If you pre-register, it helps us do registration faster. We'll also know if you'll need lunch or something. You know, we can kind of sign you up for that. So that helps us to if you pre-register. But if you just want to show up and put your nose in the door, put your toe in the door, come on down.
I love that. Amy Kalscher, Holy Family Home Educators, the event's coming up in just a couple of weeks. God bless you for being our guest. You've got 30 seconds to toss out there something that we didn't say before. What would you like to say?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness, the pressure. The intensity.
Pressure. You know, if you are considering homeschooling and you have a little child and you think, I don't know if I can do it, you can. Because if all you're doing is reading to your child, you're teaching them their numbers, their colors, you're already homeschooling. So just keep doing what you're doing. If you have a child in school and you're afraid to bring them home, they're going to be home with you this summer. Just see how it goes. And just bring them home and learn to be a family again. Homeschooling can offer such a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere for your family. It has taught my husband and I how to be husband and wife in a way that we never understood that we needed to be. And our families a way to love God that we never knew was possible.
Perfect. God bless you for being our guest today, Amy Kalscher. Holy Family Home Educators, the date, one more time.
May 15th and 16th.
Marion University.
At Marion University.
God bless you, and may the Lord's peace be with you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Joe Wrights of the Indianapolis Colts. Last year I attended the Catholic Radio golf outing and had a great time. I can't make this year's event, but it promises to be better than ever. Plus, they've added a catered dinner from one of my favorite restaurants, Sullivan's. It's Tuesday, May 12th at Plum Creek Golf Club in Carmel. Registration starts at 10, Mass at 11, then lunch and a shotgun start shortly after noon. You can sign up online at www.catholicradioindy.org or call 317-870-8400.
On this segment of Faith in Action, we have a very special guest, and we've interviewed guests from literally around the world at different times, but I don't think we've ever interviewed a professional football player before.
I think you're right. We have Joe Wrights with us today, a Colts player. Rah, 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 hip, hip, hooray. I know nothing about football, Joe.
That's okay. Welcome. Thanks for having me on.
It's the one with points at either end, the ball with points at
yeah,
either
exactly.
end.
Yeah, exactly. Try to get in the end zone and get a touchdown.
I won't say anything about a basket. We'll just
That's okay. I like basketball too, you know, so, you do? So that's good, yeah.
Okay, well, welcome, and God bless you for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
My kids always make fun of me because when the teams are playing, they usually kind of trip me up and say, so who are you rooting for, Mom, now that football season is off to a start? Is it the Cubs or is it that? You know what? So they'll all be tickled that I actually got to meet you in person. And of course, I'll just say this, listeners, he's a lot taller than you think in real life.
Yeah.
Okay. So in doing a little bit of research about you, Joe, I didn't know this, our listeners may, but you're really a hometown boy. I mean, you went to HSE.
Yep. Born and raised in Fishers, Indiana, and went to Hamilton Southeastern. Had a couple year stint at St. Pius for a couple of years, but ended up, we grew up going to St. Louis de Montfort Parish, and you know, there wasn't a school then. My sisters went to the school after me that they built later, but went to Hamilton Southeastern and graduated in 2004, went to Western Michigan for 4 years, and then, you know, got into the NFL and spent 2 years in Baltimore, and then was brought to Indy in 2010, and you know, very blessed that I've been able to be here the last 5 years and just signed an extension in the offseason. So I'll be here for a couple years more. So it's great for me because I love Indianapolis. My family loves it. You know, we love the team and the organization, and it's home.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned it's home, and it's always nice to be able to be close to friends and family.
Okay, so I have a question for you because I read something in the paper the other day that this dad was saying, your son, moms and dads, your son is not going to be a professional basketball, football, soccer player. Not going to be. So lighten up a little bit. When did it first come on your radar that there was a possibility you might be a pro? I mean, did you play in high school?
Yeah, you know, I played football and basketball in high school, and then just played basketball for 4 years in college. And, you know, a scout.
Basketball in college?
Yeah, I just played basketball in college. But a scout had seen me play basketball and saw that I was, you know, pretty big and moved my feet well and contacted my coach. This would be before my senior year. So kind of was in the back of my mind, you know, far back in there. But thought there might be a chance. And after my senior ended, I ended up signing with an agent, Buddy Baker from Indianapolis. And he had talked to some teams and got me a couple workouts. And the Ravens signed me as a free agent, took a chance on me, and forever, you know, indebted to them for that, and was there for 2 years, and things didn't work out, but it brought me back to Indianapolis. So the road was long and a lot of turns, but, you know, God had a plan for me, a great one, and that's what I tell people. You know, sometimes it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes you don't always know where your life's going to take you, but, you know, His plan is always better than our own, so just remember that.
You must have played pretty physical basketball if they looked at him and said, gee, he'd make a great football player.
I fouled a lot. I fouled out of games a lot and wound up sitting on the bench at the end of the game, so they must have liked that.
So tell me a little bit. I was talking with someone. As I said, I, in full disclosure, know little about football. I know that we've got a Colts team and everybody loves them. How about that? But as I was chatting with someone, I said, what the heck would I ask this guy even? And she said, well, I know his family. I know his family is very devout, his dad is. So tell us a little bit about your mom and dad. They always lived here in town, and how many brothers and sisters you have?
Yep. Lived here pretty much our whole life. And my parents were great, you know, loving parents, and been married for 34 years, I think. Okay. And, you know, we always were a big part of church, always went to Mass on Sunday, you know, always were helping. We were always serving others and helping other families and other people. And so that's something I've really taken from them. But have an older brother, Andy, who's 31, have two sisters, Betsy and Katie. Betsy's now married with two kids. She's 27. Then my youngest sister, Katie, got married this past fall. So, you know, the family has grown, but, you know, we love all our in-laws. And so it's great when we get together because we really enjoy each other's company. You know, we joke, we're not one of those families that 2 hours into Thanksgiving, you know, you're checking your watch and trying to get out the door. You know, we stay there till 10, 11 o'clock at night. And, you know, the kids are, then they're crying in the car on the way home. But those are special memories and worth it. So it's really nice. We all live in the central Indiana area. So we're able to get together a lot. And kind of Colts games have been fun now that I've been able to play, that everybody can kind of go to the games and we can create these special memories as a family on Sunday. So that's been really cool for me, you know, the last 4 or 5 years.
Well, I'm tickled that you're here in Indy. I mean, this is wonderful. You know, as I was preparing for this, Joe, and if you're just now tuning in, listeners, Joe Wrights, Colts player, right in front of us today.
Go Colts.
I mean, and the thing is, I'm old enough to be your mom, for pity's sake. I guess the older I get, the more possible chance that is. But, you know, I just have to kind of ask you a personal question because in preparing for this, I know that we have family dinner every Sunday.
Yep.
And the kids come. And when August, when that comes, there's usually a schedule put out for the Colts game. And I post it on the fridge, and I try to do my dinners because it's either 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock game scenes.
Right.
So the kids either come, you know, 1 o'clock or, you know, halftime, and our dinners actually change. The time changes, Joe, depending on when the Colts play.
Well, we appreciate your family, and I know there's a lot of people that fans are great here in Indianapolis.
Oh my goodness!
And a lot of people kind of build their Sundays around the Colts games, which I think is awesome. But
yeah,
I like to remind people too, you know, in the network that we're on, you know, make sure you find an hour in there to go to church. You know, there.
Amen. So that's my question.
Okay.
Okay, because I have, you know, in-laws and ex-laws that I don't mean ex-laws, I mean outlaws that sometimes say, "Gee, couldn't make it to Mass because the Colts game." So, what do you, as a professional Colts player, because you're out of town a lot? And a lot of the games are on Sunday. So how do you handle that conflict of getting to Mass on Sunday and being a professional player?
That's a great question. You know, we are afforded the chance to go to Mass the night before games. So on the road, we stay in a hotel. Even home games, we stay in a hotel the night before the game.
Oh, okay.
To kind of, you know, sequester us and give us some time to relax, go over your final preparations. So they always have, before the meetings start, before the Saturday night meetings start, they have a chapel and Mass. You can go to either or. And so it gives you the chance, you know, to go and practice your faith and receive the Eucharist, which, you know, is great because, you know, the season's 17 weeks long plus playoffs, and that's a lot of Sundays, pretty much half the year. So, you know, we are given that chance, and it's nice when, you know, you go and teammates go and you can, you know, you can worship, you know, and, you know, kind of, it kind of centers you a little bit too, I think, you know, reminds you again, you know, what the ultimate important things are and kind of keeping your priorities, you know, your faith and family above your football.
And talking about the most important things, I understand your family just got a little bit bigger.
Yeah, it just grew. My wife gave birth to a beautiful daughter, Virginia, a few weeks ago. So I now have a daughter, Juliana, who is almost 4. My son, AJ, is almost 2.
Oh, my goodness.
And then Virginia's in there, too. So we're in the thick of it right now.
You're in the weeds, as they say.
Those of you that got, you know, the young kids know. But, you know, I love it. I think that, you know, these are special times. And my wife and I have always said we try to enjoy each stage, you know, whether it's the crying all night stage or the, you know, my son running around chasing my newborn with his plastic bat stage. You know, they're fun memories and special times, and you know, we really love our family, and you got to give a shout out to my wife Jill. I mean, she's the rock of our family. You know, she stays home with the kids, and I tell people she has a much tougher job than I do day in, day out. That's for sure.
I'm glad you recognize that, yeah, Joe. God bless you for saying that.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of glad that you said that this is the best time. I mean, the precious time, because we have 5 kids,
mm-hmm.
and when they were all little, curtain climbers or ragamuffins around my ankles, mm-hmm. if you will. It seemed like the craziest time, but I did see it. I mean, now my kids are, I'm almost an empty nester. I did see it as really the most energetic and wonderful time of our lives, because there's a lot going on, and God gives you a lot of grace to enjoy that time. So mm-hmm. I'm so glad that you're soaking it in and enjoying every moment.
Yep.
Now, are you the biggest kid in your family? Tallest? Big? I mean, of all the brothers and sisters?
Yeah, my brother's about 6'2". He's pretty big. And then I'm kind of the outlier in the family. I got all the size. And then my sisters are both, you know, smaller, you know, skinnier. So they like to joke that, you know, I sucked all the size out of the family. And so they're, you know, they're a lot shorter and slighter of build.
Okay. So, Jim, you had an interesting question for him.
Well, there's just been a lot of attention in the media drawn to injuries of players, especially concussions. You know, it used to be if somebody got shook up, they would just call it, oh, shook up, set him on the bench for a while, and, you know, be back in a few minutes. But now the subject, especially of concussions, is treated differently. How has that affected the game?
I think it's definitely made it safer. You know, the NFL has gone to great lengths to ensure the safety of the game, especially concussions. And, you know, now if you get one, you know, you're pulled out and you're evaluated by, you know, an independent doctor. And, you know, you go through a bunch of things you have to do before you return to the field. So I think that protects guys from themselves. You know, it protects them. And the safety of this game has increased. So hopefully that'll help guys, you know, later on in life, you know, that'll continue to be healthier and healthier.
Now, the really tough question. I just noticed in the news not too long ago that the NFL now has the first female referee.
Oh.
So how's that going to work?
I think it'll be fine. You know, to me, I don't think anybody will really know a difference. You know, obviously she's a great official and qualified if she's got the chance to go at the highest level. So I think that's great, you know, continuing to spread, you know, diversity of the game. And I'm sure that, you know, she won't, you know, miss a beat, you know, for us. you know, I just worry about the holding calls, right? So if the refs don't make any holding calls, you know, then I'm happy. If they flag you with a flag, then you're kind of like, eh, you know, this and that. But I'm sure she'll do great. And I think it's great that the NFL is continuing to expand, you know, kind of its game and its brand.
So again, I told you I know very little about football. But as far as a job goes, do you work 12 months out of the year? Do you work, or is it 9 months? Are you putting football season? I mean, tell me how flexible you are so that we can understand family, because you got three little angel muffins.
Right. It's pretty tough during the season. You know, the season's a solid 6 months from training camp till the end of the playoffs. And they're, you know, most of your days are taken up and with traveling on the road. And then after the season, you get a 2 or 3 month break before the off-season program starts. So our off-season program starts April 20th here, you know, in a week or so.
Okay.
And the off-season program is pretty much Monday through Friday, but you still have your weekends off. So, you know, we'll have the off-season programs 9 weeks long. Then you get about a 4 week break in the summer where you do your workouts on your own. You know, just go and work out on your own, keep yourself in shape. So it's pretty much a 12-month-a-year job, but it is nice after the season. You get, you know, a couple months where I'm able to be home a lot and, you know, kind of give my wife a break and spend some extra quality time with my family.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you for being our guest today. I'm glad we could fit you in. Our guest today, Joe Reitz, Colts player. This has been a delight for me and brought me a little bit closer to the game, although my family are nuts about you. They're just nuts about you.
And now you're a football expert.
Yeah, right.
Exactly, exactly.
God bless you again, and thank you so much for being our guest today on Faith in Action.
Thanks for having me on.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten by St. Vincent Health, providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marion University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions. To suggest a guest or a topic for this program, call us at 317-870-8400.
May the Lord's peace be with you. May the Lord's peace be with you.